This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So there's a new biography out by an author named David Sheff, and it's called Yoko, and it's challenging the long-held belief that Yoko Ono caused the Beatles' breakup, presenting evidence that she played actually a pivotal role in keeping the band together during its final years. Sheff details how Ono's support was crucial during the creation of the Beatles' last album, Let It Be, in Abbey Road, suggesting that without her, the band might have disbanded earlier.
If you watch the Get Back documentary on Disney Plus, which is fantastic, I wish it was longer than 8 hours. You see that everything that you've heard about her is not true. They say, oh, she was getting in and she was doing all that. She's just sitting there. She is there. But she's not like messing around and talking and saying, hey, John, why don't you do this? She's just sitting there. All the wives are sitting there.
It's just hard because you see only one side. Like, obviously, when you're doing a documentary like that, you still can pick and choose what you want to have edited out. Like, I'm not saying that she caused it. I didn't even know this was a rumor that she caused the breakup.
I'd never heard that.
But it is
a rumor. It's probably
like
fact.
People see stuff on the internet and they're so quick to say, well, that's it because I saw the video and it's reality TV or it's a documentary. It's like, well, they still can edit something out and we don't know what was said after.
Hours, maybe.
Right. But that's 8 hours that was edited out of how many years of conversations that were had, and you know what I mean? We don't know what was said off camera.
Maybe,
I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying we don't know.
I don't really believe in coincidence, but she did come on the scene at roughly the same time John Lennon seemed to lose his ever-loving mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure that's why she takes part of the blame.
My favorite thing ever is John Lennon and Chuck Berry? What show were they on? And she's singing.
And they cut her mic.
Cut her mic straight off.
It was awful.
That might have been like the Mike Douglas show.
Yeah, it could have been.
That or
they had to cut her mic down. It was so bad.
It's
the funniest thing I've ever seen. Especially if you look at Chuck Berry's face.
Yeah.
Sorry. DoorDash and a fintech company Klarna are teaming up to offer customers the option to buy now, pay later for their food deliveries. This is going to end up terrible. Customers can choose to pay in full, split payments into 4 installments, or delay payments to a later date, such as when they have their paychecks.
I thought this was a bad idea when they were doing it for groceries.
Mm-hmm.
This is horrible.
Now,
you're going to be out partying. You're going to come home at 2 in the morning. Not that I'm out that late. But you're going to order food. You don't have any cash with you. Just put it on a credit card or whatever this pay-as-you-go plan is. Next thing you know, you're hundreds of dollars in debt.
Right.
But he's saying that you're just deferring it until you get paid.
You're still deferring it. You can't tell me there's going to be college kids out there
that's not going to run over.
Yeah, or just don't even pay it.
You're going to hurt your credit over a cheeseburger. You're going to pay interest on a cheeseburger that you ate 2 months ago.
Right, and that's the other thing. You're going to pay like $20 for a $5 cheeseburger.
They will jack up the interest rates on that thing.
Do you not use your credit card when you grocery shop? Isn't that the same thing?
Use debit card, not a credit card, but you could use a credit card. No, my point is what they're talking about here are installment loans, effectively, for food. That's a horrible idea because you haven't paid off last week's and you got to go buy $200 more worth of food. Yep. That's a horrible idea.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. See what
I'm not Dave Ramsey or anything, but that's stupid.
Oh, I'm sure Dave Ramsey is rolling his eyes at this. He says cash is king.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
Speaking of food, if you're a little hungry today, Dairy Queen is celebrating its 85th anniversary by offering small Blizzard treats for 85 cents. Now, that's going to go on through April 6th. But to participate, you must be a DKU Rewards member and make a minimum purchase of $1.
Always a catch.
So you pay the dollar, then you get the 80, what was it, 5 cent?
85 cent
Blizzard.
So you're
paying $1.85 no matter what.
Yeah. Mm. So what is the cost of an actual Blizzard? Like $4? So you're really only saving like $2?
Maybe.
But Kim knows, and she learned this last week and is very excited about it. Since the Blues won last night.
You get a cone. I forgot.
She can go to Wendy's and get her.
No, Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen?
You get a free... Yeah.
Frosty.
No, you get a free... Oh. No, it is. I'm sorry. It is Wendy's. I got the free cone at Dairy... This is really sad, you guys. I got the free... I got the free cone at Dairy Queen because it was... what was the holiday?
St. Patrick's Day?
Was it St. Patrick's Day?
Maybe.
No, I don't know.
Can't.
Whatever. I got a free cone. I was excited about it. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.